The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, continues to take steps to transform itself into a world-class organization. One of the latest initiatives along this path is the recently introduced same-day service. The service was implemented at the request of clients and is aimed at improving customer satisfaction.
We implemented it because there is a demand. Based on our interaction with customers, many will book a ticket and then realize that their passport has expired. And so they would rather to pay the difference, pay the extra rather than having to pay the difference for the ticket.
Chief Executive Officer of PICA, Jennifer MacDonald. When applying for the same-day service, persons are required to drop off their documents by 10 a.m. and pick up their passports between 3 and 4 p.m. The same-day express service is only offered at PICA's head office on Constant Spring Road in St. Andrew.
We have found that many persons, especially children, in fact, during the summer, realize that their passports have expired. They have bought the tickets, and so they are really in quite a quandary. So there is a need for this same-day service at our headquarters.
The agency continues to improve its quality of service to customers at its headquarters, regional offices, and outposts across the island.
We have a regional office in Montego Bay, and we have partnered with other government institutions to have services there. In Mandeville, we have partnered with the RGD, and you can have passport applications dealt with there. At the tax offices in Maypen and Portmore, we also provide passport services.
Plans are also in place to introduce expedited services at PICA's regional offices and outposts in Mandeville, Montego Bay, Maypen, Portmore, and St. Anne's Bay.
Currently, those turnaround times are 11 and 14 days, and we want to introduce a 7-day and a 5-day service at those regional offices and outposts.
An air-conditioned facility has also been established for customers at its headquarters on Constant Spring Road, affectionately called the White House by PICA employees. The facility is made up of three containerized solutions, and an air-conditioned tent has been added on the compound as well.
You know that tent that persons used to wait under? That is no longer so. We have teamed up with the Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, and they built a lovely building for us.
The agency has also expanded its electronic queuing system to better manage the flow of customers.
Well, that system is now extended to the White House and to the air-conditioned tent. It allows my senior staff to be in their office upstairs and to know who is being served and how many people are in line, and they can make adjustments to ensure that the flow is better.
Among the agency's immediate plans is the purchase of a new head office. The agency recently moved its operations temporarily from its head office to the National Indoor Sports Center to facilitate a pilot test for efficiency in a larger space.
We know that we always needed space, but now just getting this larger facility to see how we operate, that has really helped us. I'm scheduled to be in meetings with UDC to see how they can assist us. And we have a number of persons in the real estate industry who are looking. We also have a little team of management persons within the organization who are searching.
PICA also has a passport tracking system in place on its revamped website.
On our website, persons now are able to track their passport application on our revised and revamped website.
Here's how the system works.
That system is applicable to persons who apply locally. Well, not just locally, but it is the ones locally who would have that application number. When you get your receipt, there are two numbers on it. There's the receipt number and there's the application number. If you go to our website and you type in that application number, it will tell you what stage of production your application is at.
Chief Executive Officer of PICA, Jennifer MacDonald.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.